Your habits will determine your future. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we find out how you can become the hero you've been waiting for. Enjoy.
One of the themes in my writing is the danger of falsehood. And at every level, it's like, well, if you tell the truth to the degree that you can, or at least don't lie, I think that's rule 8, then you have reality on your side. You got to decide, man. You want reality on your side, or do you want reality against you? I wouldn't recommend the whole reality against you thing, because you're not going to win. You're going to get flattened. And so I'm very careful with what I say, and I'm very careful with what I write.
We are thrown challenges, and that they're that, and that in some sense those are best construed as tests of our ethical ability. So what Jung thought, his idea was something like this, that at the beginning of time people were unconscious, and that consciousness emerged with all of its catastrophes, consciousness of death, for example. And one way out of the burden of consciousness was to return to unconsciousness. You can do that with alcohol. You can do that by being dependent. You can do that by failing to grow up. You refuse the burden of consciousness by becoming unconscious again. But there's another way forward, which is to become even more conscious. So the idea would be a little bit of consciousness is like an illness. But if you can expand that consciousness upwards enough, then it's something, it starts to become something that it's own, that is its own cure. And that partly what your goal is while you suffer through life is to heighten your consciousness to the point where everything gets integrated enough so that that's proper medication for the disease of self-consciousness.
Because it's one thing to live properly, and that's not a trivial thing, but it's another thing to be able to articulate yourself and to be able to negotiate. And generally speaking, there's nothing about that that isn't advantageous. And even introverted and anxious people can learn to do that. You know, it's those are learnable skills. It's not easy, but you can manage it. You can also speak carefully, you know, and listen to what you're saying and only try to say things that you think are true. That's also unbelievably useful. You have to feel that out. Like, is this really what I believe, or am I putting it forward? Well, because I want to look good, or I want to dominate, or I want to express obliquely an emotion that I'm too cowardly to come out and confront directly, or am I being manipulative? There's lots of reasons that people use language, but what you really should use it for is to state what you believe to be true, and then to let the consequences of that unfold. And so that can also help you. Simple truths, bluntly stated, can be very powerful. You don't need a lot of verbal fluency under those circumstances if there's evidence of strength of character behind it.
Look, it's good for you to go take your place in the world. Have some ambition. Have a vision. Have a goal. Have a strategy. Try to be a good person. Not because it's your duty precisely, because that's the proper way to live. We're in danger of undermining all of that. And it's not good for people. One of the things that I've really learned, for example, recently is that learned to articulate better, is that there's a very tight relationship between aspiration and responsibility. So let's say, well, the first question might be, do you need to aspire to something? And the answer is, well, yes, because you have to do something. Okay, if you just sit there, you'll die. You can't just sit there. You have to go act out in the world. Okay, so act towards what? Well, that's whatever your aspiration is. You have to have an aim. Okay, well, what should the aim be? Well, it should be something worth doing, let's say. Why do something that you don't feel is worth doing? What do you think's worth doing? Well, if you watch other people and you judge when they're doing something worthwhile, you usually judge them positively if you see that they're taking responsibility, at least for themselves. What, do you want to be completely useless so other people have to take care of you? That's pretty pathetic. And maybe you could get your act together so you're taking care of yourself and your family. And maybe you could even do better than that and take care of yourself and your family and your community.
There's lots of ways of defying the crowd, let's say. I mean, you could live your life the way that you want to live it. That's a matter of action. You know, and they say actions speak louder than words. And one of the best things you could possibly be is an inspirational example. So that's not nothing. That's something. Live properly in your defiance of the crowd, right? Make your own course. Allow yourself to be guided by your own genuine principles. You don't necessarily have to advertise that, which is in some sense what you're doing when you're debating, because you're taking the manner in which you act, like if you're an integrated person and you're articulating that. But maybe you can't do that because you don't have the verbal skills. Well, then the question would be, maybe you should develop some more verbal skills. I don't know this for sure, Dave, you know, but generally it's useful. How do you do that? Doesn't hurt to read. Really doesn't hurt to write. You know, a little bit of writing every day clarifies your thinking.
You need a value hierarchy. It's inevitable that you have a value hierarchy and that you look at the world through it, and that it should be well structured, and that there should be something of divine importance at the top. I would say what should occupy the top position is the realization, for example, that each person is of divine value, and that the most appropriate way of interacting with potential is by embodying and speaking the truth. That's not a bad way of briefly conceptualizing what might be.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.